The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew. In those days, John the Baptist appeared in the wilderness of Judea, proclaiming, "Repent, for the kingdom of heaven has come near." This is the one of whom the prophet Isaiah spoke when he said, "The voice of one crying out in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord, make his paths straight." Now, John wore clothing of camel's hair with a leather belt around his waist, and his food was locusts and wild honey. Then the people of Jerusalem and all Judea were going out to him, and all the region along the Jordan. And they were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many Pharisees and Sadducees coming for baptism, he said to them, "You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bear fruit worthy of repentance. Do not presume to say to yourselves, 'We have Abraham as our ancestor.' For I tell you, God is able from these stones to raise up children to Abraham. Even now, the axe is lying at the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. I baptize you with water for repentance, but one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to carry his sandals. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit and fire. His winnowing fork is in his hand, and he will clear his threshing floor and will gather his wheat into the granary, but the chaff he will burn with unquenchable fire." The Gospel of the Lord. Glory to you, God, whose power working in us is always doing more than we could ask for or even imagine. Amen. This is the second Sunday of Advent, the second Sunday of a new church year. This is my favorite time of the year. I love Advent. Love the readings. Love the purple. I look good in purple. But I love the readings. Today's readings especially. Could you feel the power? This wild man, John, in the wild desert. A contrast on purpose with Jerusalem, a magnificent city on a hill. Jerusalem's temple was on the highest point of that hill. The temple represented the center point of the Jewish religion. The city of Jerusalem was the center of politics and power. The temple was the center of power for the Jewish people. The Pharisees had a job. They needed to maintain that power, those laws for that temple, so central to the people of Israel. So we have this amazing image, purposeful, in this particular gospel, a deliberate contrast to John, way out in the wilderness by the River Jordan. This temple is what the Pharisees and Sadducees eventually left because they heard that someone was preaching with such power that all of Judea and all of the region were going out to hear him. And do you know how far they needed to travel? If you left Jerusalem to go to where John was, you had to take 23.5 hours to walk there. That's an entire day to leave Jerusalem to get to where John was. 23.5 hours. If you drove there today, it would take 2.5 hours. But 2,000 years ago, a choice was made to invest that amount of time to go all that distance to hear this wild character preaching in a power they had not heard for 400 years. That was the last time there was a prophet. So they make their way out to hear the voice of one crying out in the wilderness. John believed he was the voice. He believed he had a power that he was meant to use. And he spoke in such a way that people shared that message. And that's why people kept going to him. And that's why the Pharisees and the Sadducees left the power place of the temple, go down the hill into the Kidron Valley, and then walk 23.5 hours to find out who is this voice. And this voice said, repent. In Greek, it means metanoia, which is conversion or change. And somehow, people wanted to hear, let's not do same old, same old. We want something new. And John was offering something new. And that new was, change your ways. Change your heart. Not for self-gain, but for God-gain. So you can become the voice. There's a program on TV called The Voice. Years ago it started, and I said, well, isn't that something? John the Baptist regarded himself as the voice. In Isaiah, we hear the voice of one crying in the desert. And this program calls itself The Voice. I've got to see this. And this is what struck me. Here are four judges. Their chairs are turned so they do not see the voice. And someone begins to sing. And they need to make a judgment on the voice. Is this who they want to buy into? Is this who they believe has it? And if they buy into it, they press their buzzer and their chair turns around and, oh my gosh. Sometimes they are shocked with who that voice is in. And that is what happened with the people who heard John. There's John in a smelly camel hair outfit. Very smelly. They didn't turn off by that because something else was going on. The power came into them and they chose to be baptized. And yet John said, this isn't it either. There is someone more powerful than I. And he has fire. That's even more a power than this water in this river. And that power that he wants you to have is the power of love, the voice of love. So in your own life, with this gospel, is there a temple that you need to leave? You've put too much power into it. And you need to detach and journey to a place to hear the voice of God. I don't know what the journey is for you or what the wilderness is for you. But in the wilderness, the people of Israel changed. They were renewed. It was a transition time. Whenever they were called into the wilderness, it was for the sake of transformation. It was in the wilderness they received the Torah. It was in the wilderness they began to become a people. And I know in my own life, it's in my wilderness moments that what is not true falls away and what is more authentic gets rooted more deeply. And then I could tell, I begin to have a voice. A simple, clear voice. Because I'm choosing to be out of the way and a part of the way. And I experienced this week in my office. I was listening to some pastoral care moments, different people, and I heard the voice. I heard myself say things because they needed to hear it, and I chose to be God's voice. Never planning on what I was going to say, but willing to let go and be the voice. I invite you today to think about where you are. Are you in Jerusalem at the temple? Are you walking toward the River Jordan? Are you at the Jordan? Have you now left the Jordan because you believe, okay, it's my turn. I'm willing to be the voice of love in this world. So may you trust the power. May you trust the fire within you and fan that flame to let the voice ring true. That is what this world needs more than ever, is authentic people who have a voice. May you be the voice of love for God, for everyone you meet. Amen.